suddenly is very scary. We're both out of work.
I worry about my parents getting sick.
Will you ever get back to normal?
Overnight, the world as we knew it changed. How we work, how we play, how we interact. The COVID-19 pandemic has impacted nearly every aspect of our lives and created a new normal, from a simple trip to the grocery store to how we celebrate life's milestones. Today, we'll meet three fictional people who represent individuals at various stages of life, careers, and retirement planning journeys, and find out how COVID-19 has affected them. While everyone's situation is different, we'll explore how they're working to stay financially fit during these challenging times. You may notice some familiar themes, whether it's you or someone you know. Joining us is Pete Tataro, a certified financial planner from Securian Financial, who has worked with people in many different situations to help them plan their financial futures. Pete, what are you seeing?
Well, this is an unprecedented time for everyone, and it affects everyone at a personal level, health, jobs, and planning for the future. I've been in this business long enough to have seen some dramatic ups and downs in the stock market, and it's challenging for sure. You know, while many aspects of our lives are changing, it's important to remember that historically, the markets have recovered.
First, let's meet Maddie, who is in her late 20s, and see how she's handling this uncertainty and answer her questions.
Hi. I feel really fortunate that I have a good job at a stable company that I love, but some of my friends haven't been so lucky and have been furloughed or laid off, and I feel really bad about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your friends. It is a tough environment right now, but it's great to hear that you're employed and that you're enjoying your work.
Right. I've been working from home and following the news as well as the stock market. I've been thinking of increasing my savings in my company's 401k plan because my job is stable. I've heard people should save at least 10 to 15% of their income for retirement, but does this make sense for me right now?
I'm glad to hear that someone your age is thinking about and routinely saving for retirement. That is what you should be doing. But it's also important to think about rainy day savings.
Right.
As you've seen with your friends, job loss can happen suddenly and unexpectedly. So it's important to have an appropriate amount of savings set aside to cover living expenses, ideally enough to last for 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
It's wise to have money in place to weather short-term storms. Once you have that savings in place, the next area to focus on is increasing your retirement plan contributions. Like you said, you could increase your savings rate by 1% to 2% per year until you're saving at least 10% of your income for retirement.
That makes sense, Pete. Increasing it incrementally, I think, will definitely help. Okay, great. Thank you.
It's good to hear that Maddie is off to a good start on her retirement savings. Next, let's meet Jen, who is in her early 50s and has been a small business owner for many years. Unfortunately, both she and her husband have been negatively impacted by the financial downturn.
So I never imagined I would be in a situation like this at this stage of my life. My business essentially came to a screeching halt when COVID-19 hit.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in event planning for more than 30 years, and to see everything stop so suddenly, it's scary and frustrating.
Yeah.
And then on top of all this, my husband lost his job, a job he loved, and that provided our income and our health insurance benefits.
Yeah, Jen, I am so sorry to hear this and can understand why you feel that way. Everything that's going on in this world, as well as what you shared, is frustrating and scary. Many of my clients have experienced similar circumstances and have felt the same way over the past several months.
It's so overwhelming. Where do we even start?
Yeah, you're facing some big challenges, but there are steps that you can take to help move forward.
Okay. So what are some of those steps?
First, be sure that you're taking advantage of unemployment benefits and the federal and state stimulus packages that are designed to help small business owners and individuals affected by COVID-19.
Okay.
Next, I found what is most helpful is to lay out your entire situation and complete financial picture to help guide where to start.
Okay.
That can be daunting.
Right.
But it's important to properly assess where you're at and how to move ahead.
Okay.
You may even want to consider working with a financial professional. He or she can help give you structure and create a plan that can help get you through your unemployment and a market environment like this.
Oh, okay.
Having a solid plan in place can reduce short-term stresses and help you make logical rather than emotional decisions.
Sure.
Each situation is different, but you'll need to consider your current situation, your short and long-term goals, your time horizon, and your risk tolerance.
Okay.
While a financial professional can provide guidance, you ultimately make the decisions.
Right. So I'm not sure I want to spend the money on that right now.
I totally get it. Fees differ depending on how you decide to work with a financial professional and the services that they provide, and it's important for you to understand how they work.
Okay. If I did decide to move forward with a financial professional, how would I go about finding one?
Well, a good idea might be to ask your friends and networks for recommendations and be sure and check credentials.
Okay.
You can find free and simple tools to research financial professionals at investor.gov/CRS.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
Jen, we wish the best to you and your family as you navigate your future. Up next in our final interview, we'll hear from Bill, who is just a few years away from retirement and hopes he can stay on track.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. Well, I've been steadily working and saving for retirement my entire career, with plans to retire in 2 years, you know, when I turn 67. Well, the markets are volatile, of course, and, well, I'm wondering if I should stick with my plan or my current strategy.
Well, it depends. So it sounds like you've done a good job preparing for retirement, but it's important to keep in mind that you could be living in retirement for 20 to 30 years, and your savings will need to last that long.
Sure.
There are some key questions people should consider when approaching retirement. First, again, have I saved enough? Second, can I make it last?
Okay.
And third, am I adequately protected from the effects of getting older?
So what do you mean protected from the effects of getting older?
Well, health insurance and long-term care needs and expenses are things that you need to seriously consider.
Sure. That makes sense.
You know, another item to think about is estate planning. What kind of legacy do you want to leave for your loved ones?
Yeah.
Retirement's a big step. And even in good times, it can be intimidating to think about. It's especially so during volatile times like this.
Yeah.
All that being said, make sure you have a solid plan in place before you take that big step into retirement.
Got it. Thank you for the time.
Pete, thank you for your insights. I think we all appreciate the reminder that we've weathered tough economic times before, and the markets have bounced back. And no matter our life stage, there are steps we can take to stay financially fit, even now. Thank you also to Maddie, Jen, and Bill for sharing their stories. It's helpful to talk, share, and learn from each other during these challenging times. For more information about Securian Financial, visit Securian.com. This is a general communication for informational and educational purposes. The materials and the information are not designed or intended to be applicable to any person's individual circumstances. It should not be considered investment advice, nor does it constitute a recommendation that anyone engage in or refrain from a particular course of action. If you are seeking investment advice or recommendations, please contact your financial professional. Securian Financial's qualified retirement plan products are offered through a group variable annuity contract issued by Minnesota Life Insurance Company. Securian Financial is the marketing name for Securian Financial Group Incorporated and its affiliates. Minnesota Life Insurance Company is an affiliate of Securian Financial Group Incorporated.